Senator Mark Warner joins a growing number of members of Congress questioning the Office of Personnel Management's decision to hire Windvale and CSID to provide credit monitoring services. As Federal News Radio reported first, OPM's $21 million award to Windvale raises serious concerns among procurement experts. Now Senator Warner and the American Federation of Government Employees want answers as feds are reporting customer service from the vendor is lacking. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller is here with details on what Warner and AFGE want to know. And I have a question about how this all broke out, but the thing I want you to tell us about first is the background to this contract, a thumbnail of the story that you reported on about this, and why people are saying this doesn't look right.
So the idea behind this contract was OPM went out with a bid, an RFQ, put it on FedBizOps on May 28th, made the award, closed the RFP bidding on May 30th. So it was only open for about 36 hours.
Wow.
It's not a lot of time. And the couple things that stood out is it's a big deal with no justification for an urgent and compelling need. That's number one.
Okay.
The second thing that what I found during my reporting was this contract was not done through the GSA blanket purchase agreement set up in 2006 for credit monitoring services. And one of the three firms on that contract, I called up and said, hey, did you bid on this? And they said, we didn't even know about it. So that became even more suspicious. And the third piece of this, and this came from a procurement source of mine, said that Windvale did not traditionally is not thought of as a credit monitoring service type of firm. In fact, they only added it to their website in most recently. But on their Bloomberg report, you know, everyone has a kind of a Bloomberg profile. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even mention credit monitoring as a service. So all these things are very much head scratchers to what's going on. And now that they are sending out letters to 4.2 million current and former federal employees because they had a sensitive data breach from OPM, the service that they're getting, according to Mark Warner, according to AFGE, is not very good. You know, they're talking about wait times, they're talking about website crashes, and I think that's frustrating for two reasons. Number one, these feds have questions and they're not getting them answered. But secondly, did OPM make a good decision to award this contract? And I think that's what these letters are about.
Well, a couple of things that I noted about those emails that went out to employees. The first thing I noted, I saw one of them, at least one person forwarded me the email that he got. And first of all, the emails break every single rule that federal employees have been trained over the last decade to half decade on phishing, on resisting phishing attacks.
Right.
There are multiple links in the email to sites that are not OPM websites. It's coming from a domain, the CSID.com domain, that you wouldn't expect something like that to come from, even though OPM tried to let people know that's where it would be coming from. There's a link that you're supposed to click and enter a PIN. The PIN that you enter for a lot of employees didn't work, was not didn't allow them to access the system. And then it just occurred to me today that the email that I got, the person that sent me that said, I tried to enter my PIN 3, 4, 5 times and it didn't work. Yeah. And it didn't click with me until today that shouldn't he have gotten locked out at some point if this was really a secure system, given what we've seen are cybersecurity right. best practices with this personally identifiable information?
And in fact, Senator Warner addresses this issue of this email, where it's coming from, why is it coming from a CSID.com? He calls it, you know, you're breaking, basically, OPM is breaking every best practice, basic cyber practices
yeah.
about, again, going back to the phishing attacks. And again, it goes back to the decision-making process. Is CSID and Windvale the right company? I'm not sure it matters. They may or may not be. I'm not sure that's what people are questioning.
Agreed.
It goes back to the decision-making process that OPM is making. And I think that's where this frustration is coming from, is they could have signed up with Experian or Equifax or Barack Reports on the BPA, already qualified by GSA, have provided these services to the government for the last 9 years.
Probably gotten it within 36 hours like they did on the contract they put out.
And if our friend Mary Davies listening, she'd know I'd be shaking my fist at the fact that we would never have known, because when it goes against the BPA, only the BPA holders know that this happened. The rest of us would be in the dark. Mary Davies promises she'll change that. We're working on it. Right, Mary?
You write in this story that Senator Warner and AFGE both were asking in letters for this information based on what you've written. What are their main questions and concerns, and how is OPM and Windvale responding to those?
So let me start with Senator Warner. He asked four simple questions. To the best of your knowledge, how did CSID learn of the RFQ? Did OPM receive bids from any companies other than CSID? Why did OPM choose not to pursue the bid through the GSA, BPA contract that we talked about. And if the contract was awarded based on urgency under federal procurement guidelines, OPM could have properly awarded a sole source contract for a period of 12 months. Why justify awarding a basically single this contract for $20 million over 5 years, basically? So so those are some of the questions. I think AFGE's questions are much simpler. They're asking, is this even the right company because of what we're seeing, the frustration of our members of, again, the website crashes, of bad information being pointed. They offer one example, which I think is pretty telling. They had a member who logged on, saw wrong information, not somebody else's information, but her last name was James, and they and her maiden name was Brown, and they had her maiden name and not her married name.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big head scratcher.
Yes.
So again, it's not necessarily it's wrong, but she, according to AFGE, never worked for the government, never applied to the government, never did anything with the government under her maiden name.
Mm-hmm.
So why would they have it? So I think AFGE is saying, Catherine Archuleta, you need to make sure this company is up to task because of how important this is. They say, listen, you have control over this piece of it. You may not be able to talk to us about it, all the other pieces, but you need control. Now, as for OPM and CSID, Windvale, they're not saying much. I think OPM's official said that they recognize there's confusion and frustration. They're trying to work through it. CSID said even less. They just said they're not going to get into the political game of the back and forth, and that was specifically responding to AFGE's letter.
Well, they'll find out it's not a political game very quickly. Only about 15 seconds left. AFGE says that another critical piece of information might be in the hands of hackers. What is it?
This is big. This is they're asking, was direct deposit payroll information breached? And they said, if it was, we need to find this out right away.
That's bank account information exactly. For 4 million people. Good Lord.